Ow, I'm just looking at my phone now and the Dead Man Talking feed is no longer Dead Man Talking. And it's sort of ready pink. It says Huddle Masses and it's a picture of the Statue of Liberty. Can you tell me what the hell's going on?
Dead Man Talking is still there, Pete. It's just further down the feed, I believe. But Huddled Masses is the new name for everything that we are going to do for Audio Boom on that feed. So it's a sort of catch-all term for every series we put out from now on, of which Dead Man Talking is one part.
So that kind of implies that what we've got next is different to Dead Man Talking. Would that be correct?
It is. The pandemic has stymied any attempt to do a big kind of full-on investigative series, which would involve lots of traveling and lots of interviewing. You can't actually interview people in prisons at the moment. So we thought, what do? We want to put out a new series, and we have a, I don't know if you knew this, Pete, but there's an election coming up.
Is there? No way.
There is. And it's probably the most vital election of our generation. America is sort of more divided than any time in recent memory.
What you're saying is, I'm asking you these questions and obviously I know the answers, but, you know, for the purposes of our listeners.
Are you going to put that in?
Yeah. So so the first series is about the election. That's what you're saying. So can you tell us what it's called and a little bit more about it?
Yeah, the first series is called Battleground and it's a long form interview series. So what we thought was, there are these hot button issues. A lot of people will tell you that this election is basically a referendum on Trump, and it is. But also there are big issues in the culture wars about, you know, LGBTQ rights, about immigration, about guns, all these issues that are very vital to America today and that have kind of helping divide the country and seemingly divide it even more. So what I wanted to do was interview one person per episode. There's 8 episodes in Battleground, and each episode has a theme. And I'll interview one person to tell us their story and to try and sort of get a handle on what the hell's going on and why that particular issue is dividing America. And the first episode, Pete, is on the pandemic.
Coronavirus.
We're in a situation where there is a great crisis.
This is a horrible plague.
You want to give that away already?
Yeah, I've just given it away.
Well, okay, all right. I thought it might be a nice surprise.
I'm an open book, Pete. There are no surprises with me.
And that first episode, when can people hear it, Alex?
They can hear it on the Dead Man Talking channel, and you can hear
that they're actually that they're listening to this on now. So it should be easy to find.
Should be very easy to find wherever you get your podcasts, Pete. October the 5th is the first time you will be able to listen to the first episode.
And we're going to drop 2 episodes a week for that month in the run-up to the election.
That's right. And then don't be disillusioned. If you are thinking, oh my God, a podcast about the election, do not fret. If that's not your bag, we're going to dive right back into criminal justice again, or crime. After that, we've got a series that we're recording on wrongful conviction, which, as anyone who listened to Dead Man Talking will know, was sort of at the heart of one of those stories of wrongful conviction, is possibly at the heart of where we took Dead Man Talking, the Resendez story.
So just to reiterate, these are long-form interview podcasts, so it is a very different style to Dead Man Talking. We know a lot of people that's not going to be for them, but we really hope you give this a chance. You know, as Alex says, it's a sort of once-in-a-lifetime election. These are really important issues, and hopefully Alex has found a slightly different take on these issues when we hear about them in the news. So it's kind of more in depth, and hopefully people find it interesting.
And it's worth pointing out that, you know, there will be more investigative series in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And, Pete,
yeah,
it's also worth pointing out that Dead Man Talking is not over. Without giving too much away, there is an investigation ongoing into the Diamantina Colajaco and Andres Mascaro case, which we are following very, very closely. And we will be, at some point in the future, updating everybody.
Watch this space. In the meantime, enjoy Battleground, October the 5th.
Bye, Pete.
See you, Alex.